From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Vice President Joe Biden held talks with Turkish leaders today in Ankara. One focus was Syria. With the government there continuing its violent crackdown on protesters, Turkey has become a haven for Syrian refugees and army defectors. It's even home to Syria's main political opposition group. NPR's Deborah Amos introduces us to two Syrian activists who recently fled to Turkey, where they're continuing their anti-government campaign.
On the streets of Istanbul, Turkey, this 31-year-old Syrian lawyer says he feels safe, but not free, not yet.
So your head is still in Syria?
I can't enjoy anything here, not while people inside Syria are dying, Akram Asif tells me. He arrived in Istanbul just a month ago. After a warning, he was targeted for assassination. He led the uprising for 8 months in Deir ez-Zor, one of the most volatile cities on Syria's eastern border.
How much are you in contact with Deir ez-Zor every day?
24 hours.
He still organizes protests, strategizes with other activists through the internet, and even during an interview, the calls kept coming.
Hello, Mahmoud.
Asif says in Deir ez-Zor, the ranks of the Free Syrian Army are growing as more and more soldiers defect. This rebel force plays an important role.
Nobody did anything to protect the peaceful protest. To guarantee that the protests go on, we have to protect the protesters in some way.
But even more important, he says, are some top officers in the Syrian army deployed around his city, aiding the uprising as informers.
We are in contact with the Syrian army. They help us by giving us information.
And these are officers who are still in the army, and they are talking to you, knowing that you are part of the protest movement.
Not me specifically, because I was under intense surveillance, but we have people who do this.
Asif says some sympathetic generals send warnings of operations by the security police. They provide intelligence on targeted arrests, which is why he could operate for so many months, moving from safe house to safe house. But the final warning, that he was on a death list, forced him to flee. He's part of a growing community of veteran Syrian activists now operating from Turkey. In another part of Istanbul, we meet Hussam Al-Mari, a 28-year-old activist from Tel Halak, a town on Syria's border with Lebanon. He's in constant contact with activists from his hometown.
It's my full-time job now. It's better for us if we can stay inside, but, you know, we cannot do that because we can be killed, simply.
Is that why you left?
Yeah, of course.
Here in Turkey, Hussam Al-Mari and Akram Asif have expanded their roles. They joined the Syrian National Council, the largest opposition group that includes exiled dissidents and this new generation of leaders from inside Syria. The Syrian opposition has expanded its role, too. Encouraged by the Turks, the opposition group met for the first time with leaders of the Free Syrian Army. They agreed to coordinate actions against the Syrian regime. The rebels agreed to use force only to protect civilians, to scale back attacks against the government. It's an important union, says activist Al-Mari.
Everything is getting so clear for us.
Do you worry that the revolution is becoming a more violent revolution?
No, I don't think so. It's a peaceful revolution. I think you are talking about the Free Syrian Army. They are from the army. So they swear that they will defend the Syrian people. So they are just doing their job to defend those peaceful protesters.
But the Free Syrian Army stepped up attacks today, killing 8 in an assault on an army intelligence center in northern Syria. Activists report that 20 Syrian civilians died in protest across the country, shot by security police. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.